Jarvis Landry, the 5'11 and a half, 205-pound wide receiver from LSU. Odell Beckham, his teammate there and fellow wide receiver, went in the first round, and we see Jarvis Landry go in the second round, number 63 to the Miami Dolphins. John, I'll start with you. What do you think of Jarvis Landry as the newest member of the Miami Dolphins?
Well, he fills a need on the inside. He wasn't probably one of my first or second choices at wide receiver if I was going to select for the Miami Dolphins, but they must have conviction in this pick. They went down a couple of times in the second round and felt confident they could still stay and get their man in Jarvis Landry. So I guess the jury will be out. I know that he makes some tough catches over the middle. He doesn't flash to me to have that extraordinary speed. So he's not a guy that's going to run by you. So hopefully he's a very artful route runner and can catch in traffic. I think that's what you need to have. If you're not a guy that's a burner, then not a guy that can run away from people, you better be tough and better be able to use your body wisely over the middle, and I think that's what you get with Jarvis Landry.
You know, and I saw a guy in Brandon Gibson for us last year in the slot that wasn't the fastest guy, but he was real shifty and crafty, and I think that's what a guy like Jarvis Landry brings to the table. He's not the fastest guy, he's not the biggest guy, but at the same time, his route running, his toughness, his ability to catch the ball in traffic is what's important when you're going to think about a guy that can play inside for you.
Like you said, Juice, you have to be fearless playing inside, but another thing about him that I really truly like is the fact that he's helpful to the running backs. He's always looking for somebody to block. Reminds me of somebody that I know. It reminds me of O.J. McDuffie, and it reminds you of Hines Ward. Those are tough guys who no matter what, they're always playing football, and that's what you want. You want that heady guy. You want that fearless guy. But you want a team. You want a guy who is a true team player. And if he's not catching the football, he's blocking for guys running down the football field.
One of the things that holds true, just as Juwan James, team captain, same thing, Jarvis Landry, team captain. You see where the intentions of the Miami Dolphins are to get quality people in this building that can play at a high level. So I think that holds true with Dennis Hickey and Joe Philbin in the 2014 draft through two picks.
Jarvis Landry had a 4.78 40, to your point, as far as not being the fastest guy. Chris Mortensen just tweeted from ESPN saying that when he talked to scouts and player personnel people, that they compared Jarvis Landry to Anquan Boldin, but quicker, just based on the type of toughness he showed, the big catches that he had. He did have over 1,100 yards receiving for LSU this past season. Again, he was part of a dynamic duo with Odell Beckham, who was the 12th overall pick by the New York Giants. So a pair of LSU receivers off the board. So right now, you look at the Miami Dolphins, they go SEC in both picks. You've got Tennessee offensive tackle at number 19, Juwan James, and now LSU wide receiver Jarvis Landry, the newest member of the Miami Dolphins with the 63rd pick, the second-to-last pick in the second round here of the 2014 NFL Draft. So, once more, OJ, wide receiver was picked. We kind of got to that conclusion after the trade downs. Everybody, you guys all said that you were happy and comfortable with them going after a skill position player like a wide receiver, and that ultimately was the choice for Dennis Hickey.
Yeah, I think it's a great pick. I mean, in terms of what we need, you do need a guy, especially depending on what Brandon's doing. But you got a guy that you have a guy right now that can move the chains. You know, we had a couple home run hitters I think on the outside with Mike Wallace, and I think Brian Hartline's a home run hitter. But when you get in the third and short, third and four, third and five range, third and seven, this is a guy that could be a guy to be a huge asset. Running combination routes like Troy talked about with Charles Clay, you can stay with your basic set, because most base sets now are three wide receivers, a running back, and a tight end, and your tight end can flex or play H or fullback, whatever for you. But when you can get in that situation, Greg, and you can run these combination routes inside with two crafty guys, it'd be tough to double outside. It'd be tough to double Charles Clay like they started doing towards the end of the season. It's a nice situation if it works out.
But, like you said, OJ, it's one of those situations that frees up your guys. You cannot double-team guys. Now you're forced to be in a lot of one-on-one situations. So those are the mismatches that you're looking for. You're looking for those mismatches. And when you're talking about combination routes are important because you get little pick routes. You get little things that your receiver has to know that deals with timing to come off a route or slow down a little bit or accelerate a little bit more to help them get open. So I think this is what we have in Landry. I think we were talking about a guy who can get down the middle and stretch the field, and that's somebody who's fearless going across the middle.
Well, there you go. Jarvis Landry, the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, picked at number 63, the wide receiver out of LSU.